tracker for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown. I sincerely do appreciate it. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty simple. First, if you want to interact with the program, there are a couple of ways you can do it. Easiest way to do it is with a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael, either one. Some people type in Mike or Michael. You can just type Mike or Michael, one or the other. Don't have to do both. And the number you use is 33103. So you just type in 33103 in the message box, use the word Mike or Michael to start the sentence, and then tell me anything and ask me anything. That's the easiest way to do it. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Then the second thing is, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find an interactive map under How to Listen. There's a tab called How to Listen. You'll find all the affiliates across the country when they air the program and rerun the program. You'll also see all the icons for social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I would appreciate a follow on all of those. Go do that right now. And then be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Whatever app you use for podcast, here's the search term. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When that pops up, you hit the subscribe button, and then boom, you have all the weekday program and the weekend program. So boom, you got it all right there. We're talking about this essay that Douglas Murray has in the London Telegraph today. And it fits in with my wanting to do this idea of we're so mired down in national politics would be the way to describe it. We're so bogged down in the Trump drama, the presidential election. We're bogged down in, you know, issues of DEI and racism. We're bogged down in issues of the economy. We're bogged down in government spending. We're bogged down in impeachment inquiries. We're bogged down in all of those things. Now, notice we're bogged down in them, but I did not say that we should not be bogged down in them. We just are. Those are the issues that we're confronting. But I want to do what that stupid saying is that they use in D.C. all the time, and that is, whoops, let's have an out-of-body experience, and let's look at everything from a 30,000-foot level. In other words, let's change our perspective about something. Let's change our – while all of these are, I would call, tactics. If you understand the whole idea of strategic planning, you develop what your overall goal is. My overall goal is to live in a world that is safe and secure, that is based on the American world order. In other words, we're the world's superpower, and we – and I'm going to use the term dictate, but I don't mean that in a pejorative sense – I mean that we establish the norms by which the rest of the world should operate. We focus on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we want all governments all over the world to emulate us. Now, I know that every country's not going to do that tomorrow. But the more we show, the more we're the shining city on the hill that Reagan saw us as, then the more that people around the world eventually learn about us and they realize they live in a crap hole country and they'll work to change their country. And with the advent of modern technology, censorship can be as strict as it is in a place like communist China. But even in the People's Republic of China, they still are able, through different tactics, to get news from the outside world. And we ought to be showing them what the rest of the world is really like. So at that 30,000-foot level, all of those, as you're doing strategic planning, all of those things that develop a strategy, the American Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the idea that we focus on individual liberty and individual freedom, the idea that we have a federalist form of government, that we have power that resides in the people, and we enter into a social compact that says that we will have a limited federal government. I know, which is a joke to say that, but I know a limited federal government, and that all 50 states are laboratories for democracy. That's where we decide we want, at that level of government, we want to live under these kinds of circumstances. That's why we now have red states and blue states. And that's why the people are migrating and immigrating into red states and fleeing all the blue states, because they don't like those policies. And they can't get it changed in those states, so they vote with their feet or with their cars and they move elsewhere. Just as that happens here, when you're doing strategic planning, all of those are tactics. All of those different things are tactics. But I want us to ignore the tactics for a moment and look at the overall strategy. And that's where Douglas Murray kind of slaps us in the face with the headline that Joe Biden's catastrophic presidency represents the final surrender of the West. Now, I'm optimistic enough to think that Biden's administration does not represent the final surrender of the West, but he's getting us pretty damn close. He focuses a little bit on the Middle East, which is important because the Middle East right now is a conflagration that could blow up at any moment and really tip us into a world war. He writes, look to the rest of the region, meaning look to the rest of, step back for a moment from just Israel, quit focusing just on Israel, quit focusing just on Hamas, quit focusing on just Gaza, quit focusing on just the Red Sea, and let's look at the overall region. He says, look to the rest of the region. You have the government in Qatar acting as a broker, when in fact Qatar is actually part of the problem. Aside from accusations of Qatar actually funding terror, Qatar has also hosted such luminaries as the Taliban and the heads of Hamas. Do you understand that when we send the Secretary of State to Qatar, to Doha, to sit down and negotiate some sort of an agreement between Hamas, a terrorist organization, and Israel, that the leaders of Hamas don't have to fly from the Gaza Strip to Qatar? They're living in Qatar. They wouldn't live in that crap hole Gaza Strip. No, they actually live in Qatar. They're being hosted by Qatar. The Taliban that literally took over Afghanistan with that horrible withdrawal from Joe Biden, their real base of operation, where their strategy, where their leaders actually live, they don't live in that crap hole Afghanistan. They don't live in Kabul. They live in one of the most wealthy countries in the world, Qatar. He says the Gulf states like to pretend that it is an honest arbiter between sides. In fact, it acts like a mob boss who, when they knock on your door, pretends that they don't mean you harm, but the big armed thug behind them is barely being held back. Nice society you've got there. Shame if anything happens to it, he writes. He says, Qatar believes it can get away with this gangster trick because it has invested billions of pounds into the United Kingdom. It seemingly does so in the belief that the British, even more than most Western societies, can be easily and cheaply bought, and that our desperate government and institutions will slaver over the money on offer. To date, nobody higher than the British government has made it clear that if we can requisition the yachts of Putin's oligarchs, we can also requisition the assets, even the department stores, of the foul rulers in Gulf states. Anyone interested in slavery or colonialism would do well to look at Qatar, that fragile little statelet. He's right. He's absolutely right about that. But we pretend that that's not what it is. Biden doesn't want to admit that's what it is. The United Kingdom doesn't want to admit that. All of Western Europe doesn't want to admit that. That what we're really doing is we're actually dealing with the, we're actually in the hotel. I'll put it this way. When we go to Qatar, we're actually walking into the palace or the hotel that is hosting all of the leaders of all the terrorist organizations around the world to negotiate with them. Does nobody ever ask, well, wait a minute, do you reside here? Because if you reside here, that means we're not meeting on neutral ground. We're actually meeting with your hosts. So we're negotiating not just with the terrorist, we're negotiating with the hosts of the terrorists. But why does anybody care? We should care, because that means that what Qatar's really doing is they're representing the Iranians and the Houthis and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all of these terrorist organizations that are bent on destroying Western civilization. But it's not just Qatar. Look at how we treat China. China also is like Qatar. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Qatar, China, two peas in the same pod.
New evidence suggests there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of this shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased, consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know the deal. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and go to michaelsaysgohere.com and then be sure and subscribe to the podcast. But before I go back to Douglas Murray's essay, Gubernator number 1556 texts and says this, Michael, that's the most arrogant thing I have ever heard you say. In other words, you want to force Western ideals on the rest of the world. No, I don't want to force them at all. I don't want to force anything on anybody. I'm a true libertarian in that sense. I'm a pretty radical libertarian, conservative libertarian. But here's what I do want to do. I want to show the rest of the world. Maybe Gubernator 1556, I don't know anything about you. But maybe you've never traveled to crap hole countries. I've been on every continent except Antarctica. And I've been in crap hole cities and countries all over the world. And I want people that live in crap hole countries to see what Western civilization is like. I want them to see that they don't have to live in a crap hole country, that there is a better way. I'm not an interventionist. I'm not saying that we should, you know, it's funny you say that, Gubernator 1556, because this administration, or I would put it this way, almost every Democrat and too many Republicans actually want to convert this country into a crap hole country by allowing unfettered, unregulated, total open borders to allow anybody of any persuasion, of any means, or most importantly, of no means, disease-ridden, uneducated, to come into this country so that we can then take care of them. The exact opposite of what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that what we ought to do is have controlled, regulated immigration, so that we bring the kind of people into this country who understand what it is like to live in Western civilization and will be productive citizens of this country. I don't want the gangs. I don't want the cartels. I don't want stupid, uneducated people that are disease-ridden. I don't want them in this country at all. They can stay in their own country. There are plenty of nonprofits. There are plenty of NGOs. There are plenty of charitable organizations that can help them in their own countries. Don't be coming here. But do you see what they're really doing? And when I say they, I'm talking about those Democrats and those Republicans who are for open borders. What I want to do is be that shining light on the hill that shows the rest of the world what they can be like. I don't want to intervene in other countries and force our ideals on them. I want to show them the way. I want to lead that proverbial horse is what I want to do. But what's happening is just the opposite. What is happening is we are capitulating. We are appeasing our enemies and allowing them to destroy us. I said we go to China. Let's go to China for a moment. Murray writes this, China must also believe that both Britain and the United States are up for sale. So tightly have our governments tied us into China's financial web that there too we have a serious domestic vulnerability. We're the third totalitarian boot to drop in the coming months or years, and the CCP invaded Taiwan, we could say goodbye to the phones in our pockets, Taiwan being the world's foremost provider of the chips on which all our communications and therefore much of our lives depend. Now, I know that the Taiwanese chip manufacturing company, TSMC, is in the process of building a manufacturing facility in Arizona. Because they recognize the threat to their country also. And they understand the threat to their company, a publicly traded company in Taiwan. And so they're doing steps to protect themselves, but we're not doing the same. We have shortages of antibiotics. We have a dependency of so many things being manufactured in China. That if they were to suddenly just cut the spigot off, no more Adderall for you, no more amoxicillin for you, oh no. It is amazing how ignorant most Americans are that when they see a shortage of something, they don't realize that we don't even manufacture that particular product in this country anymore. I would be willing to pay more for certain items to have them actually manufactured by American workers in this country and pay a higher price for it in order to protect our national security. But that's not what's happening. On both fronts, on the Middle Eastern front and on the Indo-Pacific front, Joe Biden is displaying not dominance, he's not even displaying deterrence, but he is displaying weakness on both fronts. And that's an existential threat to this country. An absolute existential threat to this country. That's the 30,000 foot level that I want you to think about. Text the word Michael to 33103. Be sure and go to michaelsaysgohere.com.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can text my name. I'm going to quit saying Mike or Michael. I don't know whether you're just trolling me, which I wouldn't surprise because I would never troll you. No, no. So I can't decide whether you're trolling me or what, but you don't have to type Mike or Michael. You literally can use one or the other. You can use Mike. You can use Michael, which is why I say you can text the word Mike or Michael. You don't have to use both. So I'll just say you can text my name. But this is why I love this audience. Which you're as big a smartass as I am. So text the word Mike and or the word Michael. How about that? I'm talking like a lawyer now. You can text the word Mike and or Michael to this number, 33103. I read all the text messages all the time. Text me anytime you're hearing my voice. Well, text me anytime you want to tell me anything or ask me anything. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Find the have a listen. You'll find all the affiliates. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then be sure and on your podcast app, search for and subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Chop, chop. Go to that today. So not even, you know, you think about the cabal, not even the cabal, which, you know, in particular the dominant media, they can't even refrain from raising an eyebrow at the corruption and the dysfunction that characterizes Democrat rule. As the crazies over at Slate admit, you ever, maybe many of you don't know what Slate is. I shouldn't be that presumptuous. If you want to get a taste for what Slate, just go to Slate, S-L-A-T-E, slate.com. The optics are, they say, not great for Biden's border control in this story. Listen to this. The chief medical officer for Customs and Border Protection pressured his staff to order fentanyl lollipops for him to take to the UN General Assembly meeting in New York in September, according to a whistleblower report sent to Congress on Friday. The whistleblower said that Dr. Alexander Eastman's staff raised questions about why he would need to order fentanyl lollipops to take with him, and he answered that it was part of his duties to make sure that any injured CBP operators were cared for, making the argument that the lollipops would be necessary for pain management should an emergency occur. Man, I'm glad this guy's not my doctor. Now, the U.S. Border Patrol is part of this chief medical officer's CBP, which in turn is part of, well, Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security. Now, I don't know, but if he has a George Floyd-like fondness for fentanyl, I think this doctor could have found his way to the right agency, considering the ongoing avalanche of this deadly drug that CBP allows, across an undefended border to, oh, I don't know, poison the United States? Customs and Border Protection is the chief agency responsible for detecting and stopping the illegal flow of fentanyl into this country across international borders. This is a part of the insanity that I always talk about. I know that my perspective is a little bit warped. And I know that many people don't agree. I didn't agree with everything that George W. Bush did. I opposed the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. I thought it was a stupid thing to do. But when Congress said they were going to do it anyway, at least Bush stepped up and said, okay, well, then let's try to do it the way we would want it. But I never in my almost 6 years in D.C., I mean, I saw some crazy feces, but it was never this kind of crazy. I mean, I remember Dr. Fauci saying some crazy things in meetings that maybe were this crazy, now that I think about it. But think about this doctor saying that, oh, I need to take fentanyl to New York, to the United Nations General Assembly, in case some of my agents get sick, well, I'll have fentanyl for them. It's utterly insane. How about this? Does the name Genesee Yvonne Moreno ring a bell with you? Oh, it doesn't? It didn't to me either, because I didn't pay any attention. Because to me, it wasn't so much, I don't care whether a shooter is male or female, trans woman or trans man. I don't care whether they're black or white. If you're a mass shooter that walks into a church, even a church that I might disagree with the theology about. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm talking about the mega church in Houston, Joel Osteen's. You know, he has this prosperity theology that he preaches and teaches, which I happen to disagree with. But because I disagree with the theology doesn't mean that I think that somebody ought to go in and shoot up a church. Well, the initial local response by the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Houston was set to begin, and it was to investigate the proper pronouns to use so as not to offend someone who is, well, dead and laying there in the church lobby. This looks like the liberal establishment's national response. Senator Edward Markey, who is a Democrat from Massachusetts, is pushing legislation that could prevent churches around the country from using, quote, a security services unit comprised of concealed carriers in congregations, parishes, etc. The bill is, sometimes I go back and I think about my notes on these stories. And at the time I think, no big deal. Then I start actually saying what I have in my notes, and I think, this is dumber than I thought. The bill is called Preventing Private Military Act of 2024. It's sponsored by Senator Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts. It's co-sponsored by LaFonza Butler, who is a Democrat from California. Really? Democrat from California must be a typo. I didn't think they'd do that. They're concerned about pronouns, and then they're concerned that, there were concealed carry holders inside that church that approached this trans woman, trans man. I don't remember. I don't care. And that's when the shooting started. Now, imagine if those security people had not been concealed carry holders. They'd been mall cops. They had some mace. They had some bear spray. She would have shot them. And then as the bear spray hit her face, she would have wildly just shot whatever capacity magazine she had and just shot randomly at everybody. But they took her down. You know, church attendance apparently isn't low enough already in this country. So maybe turning churches into shooting galleries for a bunch of psychos might help. I don't know. The way that encouraging school shootings with gun-free zone policies has helped the media propagandize against the Second Amendment. And here we go again, propagandizing against the Second Amendment. It's utter insanity. Focus on pronouns. Guess what? I don't care what your pronouns are. I really don't. And I don't care if it offends you if I use the wrong pronoun. You can call me they. I don't care. Hey, if this stands, what I'm about to tell you, I know you've heard the story. It's all over the news. But if it stands, the country might really be on its way to demolition. Judge Arthur Engoron, remember that doofus in New York, Manhattan, has fined former Donald Trump and the Trump Organization on Friday in a civil fraud case for more than $350 million. And barred Trump from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Now, Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, originally sought to essentially bankrupt Trump by calling for a $370 million fine and a lifetime ban from the real estate industry in New York. Now, James was claiming that Trump committed financial fraud. I find that fascinating because, as you've probably heard, not one bank lost one penny. Every loan that he took out, every mortgage, paid in full. He estimated on his financials that some properties were valued at X, and the bank looked at it and said, Well, we disagree. We're going to value it at Y, but we're still going to give you a mortgage. And he paid them back. Wow. Do you ever get the idea that lawfare in this country is now aimed at political opponents? Yeah. I think this accusation is truly without merit. Even, I think, a bunch of folks on the left side of the political spectrum know that Trump's persecution by these leftist dumbasses like Letitia James and the visibly liberal Judge Engoron is 100% political. But there's a tyranny that's unfolding. Any conspicuous challenger to the Marxist or liberal establishment is going to be crushed by lawsuits staged in leftist cesspools like New York and the District of Columbia, thereby imposing single-party rule in this country. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley called the ruling confiscatory, extreme, and abusive. And I happen to agree with that. Now, the judgment is the second this year in which Trump was found guilty and required to pay millions. Remember E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against him? The judge in that case ordered Trump to pay $83 plus million. They're trying to bankrupt him. Now, the legal aspect of this that really bothers me, other than that New York statute about financial fraud, you know, I think we'll see an absolute exodus. There should be an exodus of companies doing business in New York City or in New York, because this was a New York statute, not a New York City statute. So as a New York statute, companies ought to be looking at this and saying, oh, my gosh, if we say something we think that we want to get used as collateral is worth $100, but the bank thinks it's worth $90 and we settle on $95, are we going to be engaging in financial fraud? I would advise, if I were practicing law in New York, I would advise clients to get the hell out. You don't have to be a leader of the opposition party in favor to win the next presidential election to get kneecapped in lawfare. Have you heard about Mark Stein? He was ordered by a jury in D.C., to pay $1 million for agreeing that climate swindler Michael Mann is a fraud. Let me tell you about that case next. Is Michael Mann, the professor from the University of Pittsburgh, we used to follow each other on Twitter, and we would have arguments on Twitter. And then I never called him names. I just presented facts. Guess what happened? He blocked me. Well, now Mark Stein's been ordered to pay him $1 million for saying that he was lying about climate change. Oh, wait a minute. You can't have an opinion in this country? You can't accuse someone of lying? Wait to hear that story. Text the word Mike or text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Mark Stein coming up. I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA, tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD, or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, I just want to say before we end the segment, as I always do, how much I appreciate all of you listening, whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, whatever. I sincerely do appreciate it. I want to go quickly to this story. Mark Stein, in a D.C. courtroom, lost a lawsuit brought by Michael Mann, a climate nut job. He lost a libel lawsuit and has been ordered to pay Professor Mann $1 million. It was a defamation trial. It surrounded Michael Mann's unbelievable temperature hockey stick. Now, I find it hard to fathom how Mark Stein defamed him. Quickly, there was no proof of damages. There was nothing other than you said bad things about me. Those bad things may or may not be true. There was no proof that they weren't, that they were false. Just that, you know, hey, this is Mark Stein's opinion. But there was no proof of any damages. So where did the $1 million come from? The jury awarded Mann $1 million in punitive damages against Mark Stein, although damages for Mann's reputation was set at $1. Now, wait a minute. If if his reputation was damaged to the tune of one, I'm speaking as a lawyer here. If man's reputation was damaged to the tune of $1, then how is a jury convinced to award punitive damages of $1 million as a, juries award punitive damages to establish a precedent that says you should not do this. Well, wait a minute. Not do what? Not say things that result in a de minimis nominal $1 in damages? The disconnect, I think, between the two awards hints at how this case was a political case. This wasn't a legal case. This was a political case. You see, Mark Stein and a co-writer of his by the name of Rand Simberg had criticized the hockey stick, which abolished the medieval warming period, running a thousand-year slightly declining temperature line until a sudden claimed human-caused spike in the 20th century that removed the concept of natural climatic variation for a whole generation. The court heard evidence from a senior statistician working at Mann's own University of Pennsylvania that the graph was manipulated. That graph was first published back in 1999. Mann spent years denying requests from other academics for his data about his methods. Then we got the ClimateGate leak emails referring to Mike's nature trick and hide the decline. And the whole premise behind the hockey stick fell apart. At the end of the trial, Michael Mann's lawyer said that, well, he was just tired of being attacked. Quote, you have the opportunity to serve as an example to prevent others from acting in a similar way. Wait a minute. You mean if I challenged, why didn't he sue me? Now, look, I'm not asking to get sued. But I challenged everything that he said about the hockey stick. I, too, asked for, hey, show me your underlying data. Because I wanted to give it to some people I know and say, hey, would you analyze this data for me? Tell me if it's true or not. Roger Pilkey, who is probably one of the most distinguished science writers on the planet, went to the trial, and he concluded the mistake Stein and Steinberg made was thinking that it would be sufficient to win by proving their case. This is getting to the point that between some of the Trump cases and now the Mark Stein case, the judicial system is falling apart. That's very, very dangerous to us. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for listening. Be sure and text me at 33103. Just start the text message with Mike or Michael. Go to michaelsayshearego.com. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.